it. We ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is just such a sad story, this Jussie Smollett story. Yeah. Chicago police now say he staged the attack on himself because he was not happy with his salary on Empire. And just, oh, man, horrible, horrible for, you know, almost 3 weeks. Tied up police in this investigation, yeah. And police have been very nice about it, just saying, I know, you know, maybe he was trying to you know, whatever,
maybe
make
a
point.
For help.
Yes, exactly, but it sure didn't work out, because his new salary now is going to be zilch, zip, yeah. Nothing, so... Really sad. Not the way to do it, people.
And
not
of
the
all
way to
places,
do it.
Chicago.
I know, mm-hmm. I know.
Where they have more problems than you can
yeah,
think of.
They're just not having it. Come no. on, you know. And they say that the bad guys are always caught, you know.
Yeah.
It's whatever. If you're going to stage a racist attack, maybe hire white guys to beat you up. I'm just saying. Maybe just me, but Jesse, okay. Come on.
Well, it is your take. So.
It is my take, yes. Hey, keeping up with the Kardashians and the Real Housewives series. Those are the two shows that topped a poll of shows that America thinks should be axed, canceled. They are done with them. I agree.
Well, then stop watching them.
I agree. I know.
I mean, not
well, their
you,
ratings,
but...
I know their ratings are not what they used to be, especially the Kardashians. Their ratings are really low.
Okay.
The problem is they're all over. Is it Lifetime? I think it is. So I don't know if they have anything else to put on there.
Right.
But keep making those crappy Lifetime movies and you can fill that in.
I feel America got dumber because of those shows.
I totally agree. Totally agree. I have kids, you know, friends with kids who's, they wanted to be like the Kardashians.
Oh.
So it's, you know, no. Come on. Hello. Oh, man. Terrible. Terrible. You know what? Put Sunset Tan back on. Put that back on. What has happened? And very sad. We got this yesterday at the end of the show. Monkees singer and bassist Peter Tork has passed away. Cancer, 77 years old. This is him right here on piano, by the way.
Right.
That's him on this song on piano.
He was a lot more talented than people gave him credit for.
Absolutely was. I think this right here, I think a lot of people knew Davey.
Yeah.
Mickey was the funny one.
Right.
Mike was that kind of creative genius.
And the real musician in the
band. He really was, yeah.
That's him on banjo.
That's him as well. Yep. They have such a cool sound. And yep. This is them, by the way. This is the Monkees. Peter, Mike, Davey, Mickey.
And then he sings lead on this song.
Yeah. Just two left now. Just Mickey and Mike left now. Davey, of course, passed in 2012. After suffering a heart attack. Peter Tork, 77 years old. He is gone. That is my painfully deep take for this hour. You miss anything on this show? So simple. Go to our website, 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.